The Flap is an unrivaled talk show featuring in-depth conversations on technology, life, love, comics, and fatherhood. Hosted by founding members of Paper Keg, Dale underscore A and Slim. So, how was your urologist visit?
Well, you know, it's run of the mill, I guess. You know, it's just, this guy's got people's man bags in his hands all day long. It's just another, I'm just another number, you know?
It's just business as usual for this guy when you come in and drop your pants?
Yeah, it's a means to an end, you know what I mean?
Right, it's a sadness.
I got two kids now. Yeah,
that's not enough. That's like enough. The tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the sanity berg, insanity berg.
So how does that happen? You go to the urologist and you walk in, and then is there like a waiting room? Do they say like, all right, the doctor's going to see you in a little bit, and I'll feel around for him early? Do they have like a nurse that like preps you?
Well, there's the waiting room first, and you're like there with other men and some women, making eye contact. Creepy. You know, maybe there's a cute girl there. You're like, well, you know, maybe there's like a connection.
No chance.
You're in the urologist office. You know what I mean? Like, she's probably there with her husband or whatever. So you're all there for basically one reason or another, and then they call you back, and a nurse. She doesn't prep you with her powdered hands, but she's asking questions, invasive questions about sexual nature questions and penis questions. Penis right. Questions.
What are some of the questions like? Let's hear it. People want to know.
How often
do you bang? Is that one of them?
No, like if I have any trouble, you know, climaxing. Or staying
full staff,
you know, hardened,
full mast
for
for our young viewers, listeners.
Yeah. And, you know, do I have any trouble peeing? Because it's not all about, you know, sex. It's about urination and the kidneys and things like that, too. So, you know, if I ever did drugs.
Member?
I guess it's all related. If I, you know, how much do I drink? Mm-hmm. Blood pressure problems. It runs the gamut from basic health questions. They took my blood pressure around my arm.
Oh, okay.
And then they just got to business asking questions. And she had like this Bluetooth earpiece in the whole time.
Oh, no.
But not like the new Jabra small ones. It was like Total Recall-esque. Like came down to her mouth, like she could have been answering like the receptionist phone at the same time, and I wouldn't even have known.
She probably was the receptionist, and she was just doing double duty that day.
She may have
hands down your pants. She probably didn't work there.
Yeah, I mean, that's who knows what kind of psychos are going around in this town.
So she answers all those questions, and the doctor comes in. Does he walk in with like scissors, like a scalpel on a plate, or what happens next?
He walks in. He's well-dressed man, you know, and he's got, like, these floppy latex gloves sticking out of his front pocket. Like, you know, he's,
like
quick
it's
access. Yeah, yeah. He's ready to go. And, you know, and then he starts asking. I think he's supposed to do kind of, like, a psychological profile on you in his own basic way. So he's, like, giving me this look, like, he's like, oh, you're a young guy. You know, you're already getting a vasectomy, huh? And, I'm like, yeah, I got two kids, man. I'm at my wits' end. I don't need any more in this economy. And that was as far as that goes. And then he made a lot of reference to my swimmers and swimming without the trunks on. You know, trying to keep it like guy talk before he went in and checked my prostate. Yeah.
Of course.
So, but it was really weird. Like at one point it was just totally awkward because he's sitting on a chair and he comes up and he like basically like cups his hands around my pieces. And he's like trying to show me what's going to go down. And so I'm like, I'm like staring down at it and him like over my big belly. I'm trying to like, I'm trying to suck in my big belly and, to join the conversation, and it was just the most awkward thing ever. Oh boy!
So how does he approach that? Does he like sit in the chair across the room and like, you know, he like puts his elbow on his knee and he's like a baseball coach about to like tell you how the game's gonna go? So he plays it all cool,
basically, because you're sitting higher in one of those doctor table things.
Did it have one of those like loud coverings? You know, that they like roll it out over the thing.
Yeah,
you move one inch and it sounds like you're opening up a bag of potato chips.
Yeah. And he's like, slide on down there and just take your pants down for me. Like, there's no easy way of saying it. And I thought like, I felt like I was doing something wrong the whole time. Like, you really want me to like just have it down around my knees? I mean, what do you want from me? So like, I could have been like a 5-year-old at an adult urinal. I could have pulled him all the way down and he would have been like, no, just pull it out for me.
Right, where you kick him all the way down and you're like kicking your one leg because it's caught on the one leg and you're just kicking for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, so, you know.
Poor guy. So it's done? Is it finished?
No, it's not finished. It's scheduled.
Oh, okay.
They wanted, they take straight cash deposits though. I mean, they don't play around. Like, when I had to schedule the appointment, they took a cash deposit because they were like, I guess, you know, people get cold feet at the last minute and
waste their time.
Yeah, they can't be wasting their time. So you get like 72 hours before you hit the cancellation window or something.
Damn.
So that's it's going down though, and I plan on hopefully taking the rest of that weekend easy. But God forbid, I have no idea. I got 2 kids now. You know, come on.
Oh yeah. It's time to hang it up. Sit on your lazy boy with your feet up and have them get you your beers.
I think I may have to, I just got something in the mail today with like kind of like a prep of what's going to happen. And I think I may have to buy a baseball cup and wear it, which is even more demeaning. Like, you know, those things like strap around your A cheeks, like, you know.
Could be the greatest term I've never heard that used like that before.
So do they give, trying to keep it clean here on the flap.
Do they have to? I guess maybe they give you a jock. You have to wear a jock.
A strap. Jock strap. Yeah.
Probably. A jock strap. Good heavens.
But I think I have to buy my own. They don't even issue it there. Like medical grade from the receptionist. I have to go to Dick's Sporting Goods as a grown man and buy this whole setup.
And the guy behind the counter is like, what are you using this cup for? Get out of here, you creep.
He's like, come on,
totally
fatty.
Disgusted.
Fat man.
What did at the end of an era, no more kids. At least you haven't until you have it reversed.
We agreed that if we ever have the feeling of wanting another one, we would adopt.
Hmm.
You know, do something good for
it's nice
humanity in general.
Sure. We need more people like you.
Thank you.
Around here.
Sterile people, you mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sterilized.
Didn't, who was the television star that had that happen? Was it Tim the Toolman Taylor? Didn't he get, like, multiple vasectomies? Did you ever watch that show?
On the show he did?
Yeah.
Did he?
Isn't that a running joke about them not having any more kids? You're like the Tim the Toolman Taylor of the 21st century.
I basically am. I mean,
it's obvious.
I'm married to that Patricia chick.
Oh, and, man, she had it going on.
Yeah, because they had 3 grown kids, and then they started wanting another one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they ever had that other one.
I think they did in the later episodes.
I don't know, but it's happening, and I'm not as nervous as one would think.
Yeah. I wouldn't let it happen. I'd fight tooth and nail. The Kulaski name needs to live on in as many seeds as possible.
Yeah, well, God bless you and your Kulaski swimmers.
We'll be over 10 years from now with like 6 kids. We'll have a litter, and it'll be the most miserable day ever.
You'll have these huge crow's feet in the corner of your eyes. And...
New York Comic Con's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's,
you excited? You're not going to be there.
I'm depressed.
You're too busy having your snips done.
If, to be fair, all right, to let the world know, last year I received press pass for New York Comic Con because of the, you know, the other show we do, the comic book show, Paper Keg.
Biggest comic book podcast ever made in the tri-state area.
It's the best show on the internet, as quoted by Anonymous.
Fact.
But last year, press passes, everything, we're jiving, we're grooving. And this year I was denied a press pass for Paper Keg. And, you know.
You can't get any lower than that, than getting rejected from a comic convention.
I know. Like, what could I have done wrong? Like, you know, Jimmy's Chicken Shack comic blog.angelfire.com is doing comic reviews and they're going to be there and I'm not.
What negative thing did you say about that convention after we were there last year? That's what I didn't think about.
You know what? I thought about it too, and I don't think it's so much any negativity, but they, on the application process, they required proof of what you talked about the show, and I just think, I'm wondering if we talked about it enough on our shows, because while we're doing the our recording schedule every 2 weeks, I think it just fell on an off week, and maybe other than mentioning the fact that we were there, we didn't talk about it as much as they wanted to. Because if their induction process is as thorough as they're saying it is this year, maybe it just wasn't enough press. Maybe.
Sad.
I don't think I said anything negative.
You're a negative guy in general.
But I love comics.
Yeah. I can't believe it happened. It starts tomorrow.
You're going.
First day.
You are going to be there all weekend.
I'm going to be there all week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know what the heck I'm going to do with myself. Not working. I usually work the booth like all day from open to close. But New York, it's like a staggered shift, so I'm not going to be there at the booth for more than a few hours a day.
Is that because everybody lives in New York, basically? So everybody's there?
I think it's that. Plus, we have a bigger team. So I think we want to get some folks to experience our user base in a bigger way. You know?
Yeah, that's cool.
We have a brand new booth. Disclaimer, I work for Comixology. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We have a brand new booth. I've seen pictures of it. It's going to knock your socks off.
Really?
It's going to reverse your vasectomy instantly.
I just got my mixer pregnant.
It's pretty wild. We'll be sure to post pictures, but yeah, I'm excited. I gone to some kind of party on Saturday night. It's kind of legendary Nerdist party. I got a ticket
too.
Yeah.
Those guys were in cahoots when they just put out that Matt Wagner
comic. Right.
God.
We're in cahoots together. So we'll see how that goes. I might have to bust out one of my sweaters. Yeah.
You know what my favorite part of you going there is?
What's that?
The fact that you have your own hotel room all weekend long. Like, I don't know the true bliss. I would have so much that I would want to do that I would do absolutely none of it. You know what I mean? Like, you could sit in your hotel room on your off hours, or you could go to a local bar and just drink around the corner if you wanted. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all within your grasp.
I can go back to the hotel after a few hours at the booth. I could unwind, you know, maybe open the mini bar, you know, maybe partake in something that's delicious and just sit back and relax.
Maybe, you know? not try to work on your off hours.
Yeah, sure.
You work a lot.
I do work a lot. Yeah, I do what I can.
Maybe my advice to you is to just try not to look at your work email when you're not working.
That's not going to happen. Can't
maybe
do it. What if something breaks? What if something's on fire? I talked to at Mandy Boo about that do not disturb setting on iOS 6.
Yeah.
We're both pretty much too afraid to use it.
Yeah, I definitely am too afraid to use it.
I think you can make people VIPs, but I don't think their emails get through. But if they're a VIP, if they call twice, the second call gets through. I'm still too afraid to even test it.
Yeah, I mean the algorithm of like the code that somebody would have to figure out to try to get a hold of you. What if somebody you knew was a VIP, but they're not calling from their phone?
Then they're dead. They die instantly.
They're probably buried in their car.
Yeah, they're like maybe 20 feet from my hotel room getting stabbed, and they're calling me from like the thief's cell phone, and I'm just like sleeping away, enjoying my life.
You're just getting there, and they're just getting put right to voicemail, so enjoy those archived messages.
Yeah, they're of their like blood spitting up out of their mouth into the voicemail.
Oh, my word.
I mean, something to look forward to. Thanks, Do Not Disturb, iOS 6. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, so if anybody's using that, you're insane. And let us know how it's working out.
Well, you just got the iPhone 5, right?
I have an iPhone 5 now for maybe 6 hours, 5-7 hours.
What's your review? What's your 6-hour review?
My 6-hour review is I haven't got to mess with it that much, but it's lighter. Mm. It's gorgeous. And the only thing, without looking too much into it, I don't know where to go for wallpapers and lock screens now. Like, it's just a whole new ball game.
It's so light.
Whole new ball game.
The what do I love? The speaker is actually way better. The iPhone 5 speaker at the bottom.
Is it?
LTE is pretty ballin'.
Yeah, LTE. At my work, I have LTE, but at home...
What's the speed like?
At home, it's terrible.
What about at work?
At work, I haven't checked because actually I had to leave work mid iCloud restore. So I had to come home and let it finish.
I know. I walked in and you had the iPhone out to plugged in. You know, maybe, you know, I don't know what you were doing. Plugged in iPhone. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen.
Well, the cool part was as soon as I walked in and connected back to my wireless here, it finished downloading all the apps. So if you folks have never done an iCloud restore before, it restores, I guess, a lot of the basic functionality during the setup process to save time. Mm-hmm. But then when it goes into your home screen, it's got to re-download all your apps.
That's how they trick you.
It's a bait and switch, basically. So I was sitting there for hours waiting for it to finish, and I was like, I just got to leave. I can't wait for you. I got to go home and see my family.
I do like Siri. I love being able to quickly tell the phone to remind me about something when 99.9% of the time I'll forget otherwise. Like, remind me to call my mom. Remind me to wake up remind me to email someone at 9 p.m.,
Yeah, that's actually, I can't wait for that either because I am totally scatterbrained. Like, if I leave the room and my wife needs me to grab something on the way back in, and I'll be gone for 20 minutes, I'll forget it, and she'll sigh and shake her head and divorce me, and then I'll go, get it.
You're getting stabbed by someone in the hallway, and you're trying to call her, and her Do Not Disturb is on.
Yeah, the nerve. But I love it. I mean, I don't know. It seems almost like I could break it.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering about the back. Is the back scratchable?
It is scratchable, but I have not scratched it. So far, so good on mine. I'll tell you what's not good.
Tell me.
It's the Apple Maps.
Really?
I'm gonna give you my one-word review right now. Of Apple Maps. Are you ready?
Do it.
Turd.
That's a quote.
It's an absolute turd. We've been out apartment hunting in upper New Jersey. But we've been out of state the past 4 weekends, so we've had to use the turn-by-turn directions. which are great. Turn by turn is pretty great. But okay. Each time going back, we've gotten a different set of directions, always choosing like the ideal route, different way back each time. We've asked to like find us a PNC bank when we needed to take money out for this place.
Mm-hmm.
The first three PNC banks that we went to did not exist.
What?
Three. We trusted her three times in a row, and she basically just pooed on her face. I mean, we've looked for places to eat that did not exist. It's just junk, absolute junk. The routes that we take, they're just like, well, who is designing this? They're like chimps. They have chimps in charge of Apple Maps most of the time.
I feel like your Apple Maps review just vasectomized me right now.
But, oh, God,
that's a shame because usually, like, you know, there's a lot of hype built up around these issues, like with the antenna gate, to use that terminology. Forgive me, but so to hear that you did experience trouble. So the turn by turn isn't so bad, as it'll get you to the non-PNC just fine.
Yeah. The turn by turn to the abandoned building is great. Okay. You can't get anything better. there's some cool things you can do where if you're going on your route, you can say, is there a McDonald's on this route? And she'll find you like the nearest one on your route, which is cool. If you go the wrong direction, she automatically readjusts like immediately. But I mean, you could easily be someone that says, I never had any problems with Apple Maps. It's great. And like that was us for the first like week or two.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we had actually started using it for going, you know, 4 hours of driving a day.
Right. Like legit uncharted territory for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's junk. Plus it's like $12 to get into New York and like $12 to leave. You see this stuff?
Oh yeah, man! That dumb bridge, that double decker bridge, whatever that is.
God, we thought we were just like getting, you know, flipped over on our knees, hands and knees, the first time we were up there looking at apartments. Unbelievable!
Probably felt so exposed.
I was. You know? I felt like I got hard-R'd. It was
sucks.
The stuff around New York is okay. The transit. It doesn't have transit in it anymore, which sucks. So whenever you tell the app that, like, I want to go from this part of New Jersey to New York via transit, and then you hit go route, it'll pull up the apps that you have installed that can give you transit directions.
Oh, my
word.
Or
apps in the app store that can give you directions. So, like, I have four apps that can give me transit, so I can choose which one, and then it'll quick load that app and already have the route pre-installed, which is cool, but the fact that you can't use the Apple map to get you transit is really dumb. I don't know what their deal is. But they probably got rid of, I mean, judging by how bad the Maps app is, their transit, they probably had transit already installed in betas, and it was like, if you took their routes, you'd be dead in 10 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Like, you'd go jump on the third rail, and then you'll get there. That would probably be the first step. But overall, the phone's good.
How about your apartment hunting? How's that going?
Oh, God. God, worst month
Any
of my war life.
Stories? Really?
Worst month of my life trying to find a place. We found a place in New Jersey that is looking promising. But the first time we went looking, we looked in Harlem, which was a learning experience for my wife because she's never traveled on, like, the subway before, and I was like joking with her. I was like, this is gonna be your day, you know, going from subway to subway. She was like pulling yourself. But a lot of the places were like telling us like, yeah, this is a great place for this price. And in my head I was like, this place is garbage. Like, what are you talking about? Great price, this size. I'd be wanting to hang myself if I was in here with my wife and son for more than 3 hours. But so then we were like down and defeated after like six places in one day. And then we looked in Brooklyn, some really nice places. And then we went to New Jersey. And then So she's called probably like 70, 80 places.
Wow.
We've seen a smaller percentage of that, but
right.
It's finding a place, getting approved. And we move in, if all goes well, the 26th. And then I'll be local to my job November 1st. Or the week of. I don't think that's a Monday, but it's going to be weird.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy, kind of showing up every day, commuting. Mm-hmm. However, how long was your commute? I know now you would only go to work like once a week for the most part.
I'd leave the house at 6:30 and I would get to the office by 9:30.
Okay.
So what's your commute? Your commute's really bad though.
Yeah, my commute is all back roads, but it's via automobile. It's about an hour and 5 minutes each way.
God. I was telling people where I was in my office where I was looking in Bay Ridge in Brooklyn in there, and I told them, I was like, yeah, the commute's like an hour on the train, and they were telling me, like, don't do that. Don't ever agree to an hour commute. So
really?
Yeah.
Get these people
in Manhattan privileged. Are different, I guess. You know, they're not used to that kind of commute. I mean, my last job that I had, it was like a 35-minute drive to work. And that was it was just the commute to work. That's it.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. For a period of about 2 years, I was spoiled with about like an 8-mile commute each mm-hmm. way. And that was glorious. But it's not so bad. I listen to a lot of podcasts and audiobooks. My Jeep sucks the gas down, so luckily I can still afford to pay for gas. But it's okay. I'm used to it.
Yeah, the Jeep I had, I don't remember that being really good for gas mileage.
Terrible. It's terrible.
I'm surprised you have that with your commute.
Well, the problem is I'd be so afraid, like where I live, I'd be so afraid to get a little gas saver because I live in the backwoods and, you know, come winter or something like that, any sort of treacherous signals of bad inclement roads and I'm screwed, like I wouldn't be able to get out of my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so afraid to kind of like give that up. I would never thought I had to rely on a Jeep just for a few months out of the year, but I don't want to take the chance now that I've had it for a couple years now.
All right. Well, I'm going to go. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.